This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it looks like, guys, we've got to stick together. Looks like it's just us. All right, we're going to have to be the ones to take care of each other because there's not going to be a lot of newer babies that are going to take care of us, which kind of worries me because I really think that I am going to require a lot of public funds to take care of me. Man, I mean, I'm a workaholic, and I'm afraid. I am so afraid, you know, because I always say, I'm never going to retire, God willing. I'm afraid that my working days are going to come to a crashing halt, God forbid, for some reason. And then I'm going to look to you all, especially the young ones, and go, all right, take care of me. Well, the U.S. birth rate has hit a record low with the fewest number of births in 32 years. Are we fertile? I think we're fertile. I just think people aren't that hip on having babies. Or they're just not hip on having a lot of them. And I'm just as guilty. I stopped at two. I mean, we were really lucky to give birth to those two, you know, with my busy schedule and, you know, having issues with pregnancies. You know, once we had our two, we stopped. I didn't have four kids like my mom. Or one of my relatives had 12 kids. Wow. Whew. Can you imagine her uterus? Wow. So the new report, first look at the national birth records for 2018, shows last year saw the fewest number of births since 1987, with a little more than 3.7 million babies born, down a couple percent from 2017. They say the total fertility rate, how many babies the average female is expected to have, has also hit a record low. This comes from Pew Research Center, and they say that Gretchen Livingstone said the figures are striking. The fact that the rate keeps falling seems to reflect a general enduring trend of men and women delaying parenthood until later rather than a reaction of hard times. She says it started going down with the onset of the recession, and experts had expected it to rebound, but it hasn't happened. So it makes one wonder, is this the new normal? The overall number of births hit a peak in 2007 before steadily declining, slightly increasing again in 2014, and then continuing its downward spiral. So we had a little baby bump in 2014. I think that was the year they told everybody that Medicare was going to be, you know, defunct in terms of funds. So they're like, oh, no, let's have a baby real quick to take care of us. The number of overall, okay, we talked about that. The new report makes this the fourth year in a row. Birth rates for teenagers between 15 and 19 dropped 7%. Well, good. We really don't want teenagers, you know, giving birth. I mean, they used to. That was the age during caveman days for them to be very fertile. Last year, 179,000 15 to 19-year-olds gave birth compared to 445,000 in 2007. So that's a drop of more than 265,000 babies. And these are teenagers, like late high school. The rate also dipped again for women in their 20s, dropping 4% to a record low. The drop was bigger for women in their early 20s than in their late 20s, but even people in their late 20s are slowing down with the babies. They say even groups under 40, like in the 35 to 39, oh, actually 35 to 39 was up a percent. Those in their late 30s increased a couple percent. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, we, a lot of us with our choices and careers and industries, you know, we think, okay, well, you know, based on the public, based on the numbers. People say, well, it doesn't matter if our birth rate's low because we have a lot of immigration. So we have a lot of immigrants. We have a lot of numbers. Okay, all right. I mean, as long as the immigrants become citizens and pay taxes, that's great. But when we have less, shall we say, of that younger generation out there working, putting money in, building, we do see it. I know they were talking about, you know, all right, well, maybe, you know, a couple hundred thousand babies here or there, but it adds up. And one of the reasons why we're hoping for a robust Social Security system or Medicare system is because we don't live like we used to in the olden days. In the olden days, families would basically live pretty much in the same city. Mom and dad would have a bunch of kids. The kids would grow up. Kids would take over family business. They would then take care of the parents. Parents would still live with them. Or maybe, you know, in a hut, you know, down the road. But everybody was close and, you know, your kids took care of you. I mean, that's how I was raised. I mean, you know, my grandparents took care of their grandparents. My father and mother took care of their grandparents. I helped take care of mine. That was just the way it is. But I noticed in my family and in a lot of families, not everybody's on the same page with that. They're like, well, you know, why do I have to take care of them? You know, we weren't close. We didn't, you know, I didn't like how they raised me. And I get that. You know, I mean, in the olden days, you didn't really have a choice. Now you're like, oh, man, my parents were jerks, you know, and so people aren't really willing to live near them or live with them. People are in other countries these days or across the country. And so we kind of have this anti-family nucleus. We also have it within the tiny nuclei. A lot of men and women don't get married. Many of them have baby mamas, baby daddies. Very, very common for the average child to have two sets of parents. So we've kind of changed the way we look at family. And also then the responsibilities of the family. And it starts getting a little complex. If dad goes off, marries somebody else, ends up becoming closer to those kids because he spends every day with those kids and not you. Are those the kids that are going to take care of dad or are you? So this is just a sign of, you know, people saying, you know, having kids are not my main goal. Whereas to me, it just seemed like everything. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at Sunshine. sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Jason who's working the dials. So a lot of you guys take Tramadol. And you take Tramadol because you think it's safer than other narcotics. So I think a Schedule 4 as opposed to a Schedule 2, which is like Percocet, or a Schedule 3, which is like Lortab. But Tramadol is still just as addictive. Now, studies come out, but, you know, I told you guys that there was a, 65-year-old lady who had come in with a GI upset, sounding like she had the stomach bug, diarrhea, and couldn't get comfortable, wasn't feeling well. And she goes, by the way, I know you're taking care of me for this, but while I have you, can you also refill my Tramadol? I go, Tramadol? She was a new patient. And I go, what are you taking that for? She goes, oh, I take it daily for arthritis. I go, daily? I go, when? She goes, but I ran out. I go, when did you run out? And it was a few days prior. Say, roughly hours within she started having diarrhea, and she basically had narcotic withdrawal. You know? And here I was about to do this whole, you know, checking her for salmonella and cholera. I still did. I still did stool cultures, but She ended up getting a lot better once she got a refill of her Tramadol. Because I go, look, take one Tramadol today. Call us in a few hours and tell me if you start to notice the symptoms go away. And they did. So, it's addictive. And it possibly can even be more addictive because people think that it's easy, it's less addictive than others, so they can have more. You know, that's the problem with these sugar-free foods. People believe more sugar-free foods because they're like, oh, well, sugar-free, so I can have more. And then they ended up taking in more fat or more salt. So back with painkillers. Oxycodone is the level 2 drug that we see in Percocet, and we also see in OxyContin. And OxyContin and Purdue Pharma has been under a lot of criticism because they have been accused of getting people hooked on opioids. Well, animal studies using Tramadol suggested that the drug has a less powerful draw, and so it was given a lower schedule classification, I believe a 4, as opposed to a level 2, which is oxycodone. Level 1, so like hallucinogens, marijuana, those are level 1 controlled substances, where they're illegal. And so according to a new Mayo Clinic study, people who get Tramadol are no less likely to keep filling prescriptions for painkillers long after their surgical sites have healed than those prescribed other drugs. And scientists warn that no opioid is totally safe to prescribe. And even the quote-unquote least addictive form can still be addictive. Now, they say 3/4 of all opioid addictions are thought to begin with prescription drugs. So, we have been reporting, which I would really like some hard proof, that 3/4 of all people addicted to opioids started at the hands of little Dr. Smith at the corner doctor office, giving a prescription for some back pain or some tooth pain. And they're thought to begin primarily from oxycodone, generic for OxyContin, or other faster-acting opioid painkillers. They go on to say that in recent years, according to Daily Mail, the opioid epidemic has left millions addicted to prescription drugs, heroin, and fentanyl. So doctors have increasingly prescribed Tramadol, as it's longer-acting and supposed to produce less of a high. While other fast-acting drugs will take effect 20 to 30 minutes and last over 4 hours, Tramadol can take about an hour, but it can help continue pain for over 6 hours. So people don't usually take Tramadol to get high or to get that buzz. But they say Tramadol may not be as safe as it once believed. Overall, Tramadol became the second most prescribed opioid after hydrocodone in the U.S. in 2012. And between 2008 and 2014, prescription rates doubled. Yeah, you know, I do telemedicine, and so people will ask for Tramadol. I'm like, well, we can't. And they go, yeah, but it's not a narcotic. I'm asking for Tramadol because it's not, I go, it's still a narcotic. Well, what it is it's an opiate agonist. It goes to the same receptor as an opiate would, so it'll still produce an opiate effect. Still addictive. You can still become tolerant to it. You can still go through withdrawal. That's why it's a controlled substance. So you can't get that on telemedicine. So, what I find fascinating is prescriptions jumped for this Tramadol. Because when you start to block or slow down or prevent one pathway, just like ants or water, it'll find another pathway. And even though I know what they're talking about, surgical sites and the use of medication and, prescription and rates and all that, and they're getting very technical and scientific about it. To me, what I'm reading from this, which isn't what the study's design was, is people still want pain control. People still want something that's similar to a narcotic. There's a demand. Now, why is there a demand? Do we have a lot of people in pain? Or do we have a lot of people that like getting a buzz? Tramadol, you don't necessarily get a buzz, but I'm going to tell you something with Tramadol. This is what I've noticed with Tramadol. Okay, number one is I notice some people sleep better on it. So on the days they've had their Tramadol, They say Accra policy, great. So now it starts to make you wonder, are people using it not only for pain, but for sleep? It does have some anesthetic qualities, and it does seem to help with pain. Not as strong as the other ones. May cause a light bit of euphoria, not a lot. But some people have told me that they have trouble ejaculating or climaxing when they take that medication. And that tells me that has some pretty strong properties. It's not just a simple little easy dummy placebo pill. Some people have issues climaxing or finishing sex. So there may be mechanisms to that medication that we don't understand. So I'm not going to go too much into detail of this particular study, but they found that people who got tramadol were just as likely as people who got hydrocodone or oxycodone to continue using opioids past the point where their surgery pain would have been expected to be resolved. You had people asking for refills. Well, see, here's the thing, okay? What they did is they looked at refills. Let me just tell you what the study did, because we need to talk about refills. According to a new study, 357,000 out of 444,000 patients that underwent surgery in the course of 9 years got a prescription for some kind of opioid to manage their pain. 7% asked for a refill within the first 6 months. Another 1% continued to ask for refills of any of the painkillers for 9 months. 0.5% got 10 or more refills. So that's considered long-term use. But no matter how many refills they got, patients who were taking tramadol were the most likely to continue taking the drug. They said we found that people who got tramadol were just as likely as people who got the hydrocodone or oxycodone to continue beyond when they shouldn't have really needed pain medicine. So the idea that tramadol is less habit-forming is wrong, and I've told you guys that. Now, it doesn't cause as many overdoses. We don't see as much respiratory depression. But see, my worry with that is if people think that tramadol is safer, then they might be like, oh, I just had a tramadol, so yes, I could drink alcohol. Or, oh, I can mix it with my Xanax. No, you can't. Now, what I notice a lot of people do, and some patients were just outright honest, is they saw the writing on the walls, and it's been difficult to get painkillers. It hasn't been that easy to get a painkiller. Everybody acts like doctors were doling it out the last 5 to 10 years. No, it was always difficult, you know, to get one for me. I would give you one, but if you, you know, needed more, I'd be like, well, where's the, you know, if the pain was for the knee, I'm like, then you need, you know, to address the knee. Go see an orthopedist. If you're having that much pain, maybe you need Synvisc. Maybe you need some surgery. So if you've already gone through the 30 pills and you're still having pain, it's time for you to, you know, let's start doing something about the knee. So I started practicing the year 2000. I was never really liberal with pain medications. So what a lot of people do is they get their first pain medication, sometimes that they've ever had, during surgery. And they notice that, wow, it's gold. And so they know they have a small window of opportunity to get extra because they have an excuse they just had surgery. People don't really like to lie to the doctor. They don't want to lie that they have back pain or whatever. A lot of people are still like that. They don't want to lie because they think doctors could figure it out, and we can't. But if they just had surgery and they said, look, can I just have a little extra just in case? They get it. So some of these refills aren't that they have pain, it's that they want to stock up, which we are advising not to do. But that's what I think happens. The 1-877, Dr. Sally.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduces legislation to address the crisis at the southern border. That legislation includes
hire 500 new immigration judges to deal with a 900,000 person asylum backlog, to clear the backlog.
Get out. That's the message to some Americans working for the U.S. government in Iraq. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran.
Folks in the Midwest and Central Plains are getting ready for severe thunderstorms over the weekend. Powerful storms will bring heavy rain, wind, and hail, and the possibility of tornadoes from Texas all the way up to South Dakota. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that the Ebola epidemic is out of control. I mean, how many more times and days and months do workers over there have to call and ask for help? They say this latest Ebola epidemic in the conflict-driven region of the Democratic Republic of Congo is, quote, out of control. And could become as serious as the outbreak that devastated three countries in West Africa between the year 2013 and 2016. True, it affected many other countries, but you know, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, a lot of them that, I'm trying to think, there was one others, but there were multiple areas, but totally devastated three. And they say new cases over the past month has increased at the fastest rate since the outbreak began last year. Aid agencies are struggling to enact a public health response in areas that have suffered decades of neglect and conflict. They have incredibly fragile health systems. and regular outbreaks of deadly violence, including armed groups. Jeremy Farrar, the head of the Wellcome Trust, has called for a ceasefire to allow health teams to reach the sick and protect others in the community. He goes, I'm very concerned as one can be. Whether it gets to the absolute scale of West Africa or not, none of us know. But this is massive in comparison with any other outbreak in the history of Ebola, and it is still expanding. It's remarkable it hasn't spread more geographically, but the numbers are frightening, and the fact that they are going up is terrifying. Now, there's a 6 to 9 month ceasefire brokered by the UN, the Red Cross, or similar bodies. If they could broker this, they might be able to stop the spread. There's violence in West Africa, Freetown, Monrovia, but this is on a different scale, and it's coming from multiple sources. So right now, how many people have been infected? 1,600. How many have died? Over 1,000. The majority are women and children. We're now at the 10-month mark. Well, I thought it started in August, so I think we're at the 9-month mark. Fatality rate is about 67%. So they tried to vaccinate everybody, they tried to contain, and they can't. They keep getting attacked. Doctors are being killed, you know, places are being set on fire, and there's areas that are not safe. They say IRC teams, who have had 3 triage units and health centers burned down, have warned that the situation in North Kivu is increasingly volatile and is making progress, and trying to make progress against the disease impossible. Last week, fighters from the armed Mai Mai rebel group attacked a treatment center in Butembo. This week, 2 patients were killed during an assault on a treatment center in Katwa, the second such incident in town this month. So if you are told by somebody that you are sick and you need to come to a treatment center so you could be quarantined and treated, and you just found out that a couple of your buddies were killed going to one of those places, when you could be feel like you could be safe and you know where to hide and, you know, be where, you know your territory, and not be at a target, how likely are you to leave your safety zone and go? So, I'm glad the media is finally giving them attention. But, I mean, we need, I don't know what we need. I think we need countries and their militia out there and, you know, providing a nice perimeter, clear out the rebels. Yeah, do a ceasefire, although the problem with ceasefires, people always break ceasefires. So I'm really not too sure about how that's going to, play out. Now, we're getting some breaking news that Britney Spears may never perform again. Longtime manager Larry Rudolph says the singer may never perform again. He says, as a person who guides her career, based on the information I and all the professionals who work with are being told on a need-to-know basis, from what I gathered, it's clear to me she should not be going back to do this Vegas residency, not in the future, and possibly never again. Now, he's managed Spears for most of her career, going back to her first album, Hit Me Baby One More Time, back in 1999. He said, I've been with her for 2/3 of her life. I look at her almost like my own daughter. It's very emotional for me. It's really rough. Personally, I want for her to find a peaceful, happy place, whatever that means for her. It's not about a career anymore. It's about life. So apparently she's scheduled to undergo a psychological evaluation after postponing her Las Vegas residency in the wake of her father's recent treatment for a ruptured colon. Rudolph says that though Spears has rehearsed the show, because the residency is supposed to start February 13th, the Vegas engagement is effectively off. So that's why he started speaking. So they say she's taking time to regroup, get her head together. She's putting herself ahead of everyone else, and I'm proud of her for that. If she ever works again, she never works again. My role is to handle her career when she wants a career. If she comes back strong and a full desire and passion and wants to do it, great. If she takes 6 months or 6 years, totally fine by me. To me, it's about to find a happy place. So, she had a very public breakdown years ago, and then I think her father became her co-conservator, and then there were some issues. I'm not really too sure. She later checked herself into a healthcare facility for a month-long stay. She suffered from stress due to his illness recently. And, we aren't really, really sure what's been going on. They've been very quiet about it. And she does deserve some privacy, honestly. But I see what happens to these you know, people in show business, and she's 37. And it's, you can't just quit. And so many times you feel like you're trapped, and you shouldn't feel that way. I mean, you know, you're a multimillionaire, you have beautiful, you have albums, you're beautiful, you have talent, but in this type of industry, you have to keep going. And I mean, I have never, ever reached the, you know, one millionth of stardom that some of these people have, but I have been in show business, and when you're there, if you don't stay relevant, if you don't continue to put yourself out there, if you don't continue to be a topic of conversation, you're done. Now, there's very few people that have been able to overcome that. Mario Lopez, I think he's still around. He does a lot of spokesperson, a lot of TV shows, so he's everywhere. Yeah, musicians like Elton John and Cher, you know, keep coming up with hits. You'll still stay relevant. Britney, we thought she was done, and she made a comeback. Robert Downey Jr., we thought was done. He made a huge comeback. Some people, they're phenomenal, and then you just don't see them anymore. I was worried about Viggo Mortensen. I think he's one of my favorite actors, but he, after Lord of the Rings, he kept trudging, and he just kept doing fantastic movies. He was picky about his movies like he should be. So, but you have to still stay relevant. And, you know, we discussed the money that it takes once you're famous. You know, you can't just go back to, you know, your college apartment. When you're famous, you still need to have, you have to have security. You have to, you know, I loved my college apartment. It was great. It was wonderful. It fit. It was good. But, you know, people would come to my house. People knew where I lived. So now you're like, well, you know, maybe I'd like a little more security. I think I want a gate. Like, well, yeah, but if you're not making money, if you're not still out in the public eye, you can't afford to do that. You know, people become rich and think, well, we'll always be rich. I have a famous song out there. Well, no. You know, if that album doesn't continue to sell, you can't live on that. So, a lot of pressure. And becoming a has-been is not easy. You know, we hear stories of people working at Walmart or working at Trader Joe's or working, you know, working at Target. And good for them. I mean, good for them for still working and living and, you know, but that's hard. It's really hard to be famous. And on magazine covers and then, you know, working an hourly job. For a lot of people, they're like, hell with it. I got a family to support. I'm going to do it. And good for them. Hell yeah, you know, when the recession hit and I was dealing with Obamacare, I told my husband, let me go wait tables again. I made good money. I'd love to wait tables. He's like, no, we'll figure it out. But, you know, for some of us, that's fine. Hell yeah. For others, no, can't do it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know what these zombie raccoons are. They say dog owners in a western suburban Riverside near Cook County, Illinois, are being told to watch out for zombie raccoons. Apparently, they've been in the Chicagoland area for a long time. They're really all over the Chicagoland area. People should really be aware of their surroundings, said Natalia Deravani, a spokesperson with Cook County's Animal and Rabies Control. They say the animals carry the distemper virus, which can be lethal to dogs. Riverside police said they have seen an increase in cases of canine distemper virus found in raccoons. So they're not talking rabies. They say the zombie description refers to the way infected raccoons walk on their hind legs, stagger, and bare their teeth. It seems every year around this time we get a rise in calls about raccoons acting oddly. And we respond to calls about raccoons that may be a danger to the public. That's according to Riverside Police Chief Tom Weitzel.
They said our policy allows us to put down animals that are suffering or pose a threat to public safety. So please ask pet owners to vaccinate their dogs and supervise them while they're outside, even in a fenced-in yard. They said we've had a number of cases concerning raccoons with distemper in our jurisdiction. This is coming from ABC 7 Chicago. If you see a sick raccoon that may be a threat to public safety, call the police. They say symptoms of distemper virus include ocular and nasal discharge, sneezing, coughing, lethargy, loss of appetite, vomiting, diarrhea, tremors, and seizures. It sounds like rabies. They just don't talk about foaming at the mouth. That is zombie raccoons. I live in Vegas. We don't have raccoons. That's interesting. All right. Hypothyroidism. They say hundreds of patients are taking medication that don't need to. Hundreds of thousands of patients. They say the drug levothyroxine is offered to people with thyroid problems to treat symptoms like depression, feeling cold, weight gain, tired, muscle aches. And they say millions of prescriptions were issued, but experts say it's unnecessary and does not relieve symptoms. A study in the British Medical Journal concluded that almost all adults with a subclinical hypothyroidism would not benefit from treatment with thyroid hormones. So what are they talking about subclinical? What does that mean? Okay, well, let's say you run a thyroid test, and your thyroid test looks normal. But you're like, but I don't care what the blood test says. I'm gaining weight. I have a lack of energy. I just always seem to have either cold or heat intolerance. I'm not really, you know, well, more like with cold, with low thyroid. I get cold very easily. I'm losing my hair. My skin is dry. So the doctor takes a look back at the blood test, and even though it's normal, it's kind of low normal. So they're like, you know what? You're not a number. You treat the patient. That's what the Hippocratic Oath says to do. I'm going to treat you. So put you on a medicine, and some patients are like, oh my gosh, I feel great. Some say, no, I don't. I don't feel anything. So subclinical is where you don't technically have a full-blown diagnosis objectively, but you seem to have a lot of the symptoms. So the thyroid gland makes thyroid hormone. It's stimulated by the brain, by thyroid-stimulating hormone. And it helps control energy levels, growth. So if you're low, you're fatigued. You'll have weight gain, sometimes depression. And so once you get, let's say, your thyroid, let's say, supplemented with this thyroid hormone, I like to check your levels in 4 to 6 weeks. You can see as early as that if your levels start to improve. Now, why would the levels matter if we aren't believing the levels to begin with? Well, what we check is something called thyroid-stimulating hormone. So that's the hormone coming from the brain. And if we notice that that hormone is, let's say, high, that means your brain thinks that your thyroid needs a lot of stimulation because that thyroid's not working. So with people with low thyroid, they'll have higher TSH. I know it's counterintuitive, but that's why. We also check your T4, your thyroid hormone directly. And if that's low and your TSH is high, that means your thyroid is underactive. Once we start you on medication, we should start to see your thyroid levels start to normalize. But we should see that TSH go down. And the reason why is your brain is like, oh, wait a second. Well, it looks like we got good hormone. Okay, I don't need to yell at the thyroid. Okay, I think we're good. Just, you know, keep doing what you're doing, but I think I'm liking this. So we start to see the TSH, you know, normalize. Usually between the levels of 1 and 2 is normal. Now, with people with hyperthyroid, that TSH is really low, sometimes minimal. Where you have so much hormone, your thyroid is producing so much hormone that the brain is like, no, I'm not going to send any signal. Okay, I don't know what the hell is going on down there, but I'm not going to send any signals. Not me, I'm out of this. And you don't see any signal come. Once we start to normalize that, then the brain's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I need to, you know, do my job now. So the body's fantastic. I mean, any of you guys interested in engineering, the body's one of the most amazing machines. My son, who's in engineering, goes, you know, the body's one of the most fantastically engineered, you know, machines. I'm like, I know. So in this particular study, They're saying that these labeled thyroxine hormones consistently demonstrate no clinically relevant benefits or quality of life for thyroid-related symptoms, including depressive symptoms, fatigue, or body mass index. And they recommend that the drug is unnecessary and said the findings may substantially alter prescribing trends. Now, remember, this is coming out of Great Britain, so, you know, they probably don't like that, you know, a lot of people are getting medication that may not need it, then blood work has to be done, etc. But here's the thing, we all agree with them, is if you're depressed, and it's not because of your thyroid hormone, you're depressed because you eat a lot of sugar, or you're in a bad relationship, you're in a bad job, yeah, no thyroid medication is going to help you with that. Same thing, if you're eating crap food and you're gaining weight, I don't care what your thyroid, you know, if your thyroid level is normal, it's not your thyroid. But there's a lot of things that the thyroid could affect. Your blood pressure, your weight, your sugar metabolism, your sleep. So why not? So how I would approach it with patients is, well, let's give it a try and see. If it works, great. If it doesn't, then maybe you don't need it. Now, some people say, well, oh my gosh, but if I start taking it, am I then going to be, you know, am I then going to be committed for life? No, you're not going to be committed for life. Remember, your brain is so smart. I mean, it'll jump in immediately if it has to. I mean, it knows exactly what to do. So my suggestion to you is to, you know, wait and see. And, you know, now what you need to be careful of are these erectile dysfunction supplements. All right. There's a lot of erectile dysfunction supplements being sold online and little science to prove that they work. A study of 21 ingredients used in 6 of Amazon's most highly related erection supplements in the U.S. found most have never even been tested. And here they are claiming that they can help you maintain your erection or get your erection started. You guys have to really be careful with these over-the-counter supplements, people. I can't stress that enough. Nobody's watching them. Nobody's regulating them. And then when they do, they're like, whoa, 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 what the hell is in this? They say only 4 ingredients have ever been proven to help. While each pill contained at least one of those 4, they also contain many other unproven ones. The last thing you guys want to do is take something unproven that ends up mixing with your other medications or, you know, causing some sort of havoc. So, scientists said people should be wary of being swayed by positive reviews or marketing, and you might be better off just taking actual Viagra. I know you guys are like, oh, you're just pushing pharmaceuticals. No, we're not pushing pharmaceuticals. It's just at least with Viagra, it's FDA approved. We've been able to watch it. We know what we're getting. So research at Baylor looked at 6 of the most popular supplements on Amazon. And they found that some of them might help a little bit. The ginseng, the L-arginine, the tribulus, the maca root. But the majority of them had stuff that we didn't know what the hell they were. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.